Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Please go get Ian Beckles and ask him to come in here. Don't retrieve him as if he's some sort of pet. Ask him if he can come in here nicely. I had said earlier in the show that my friend Joe stopped by yesterday, and I don't want to see him anymore because I ended up getting bit by mosquitoes. And he said he'd gladly come by and put X's on them for me.
With his nail.
Yeah. There's Ian. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning. How are you?
I was explaining how Flavio's missed out on our spending this weekend. Do you think it was because I didn't have sleeves or because you were black?
By combination. It was a little much for them at one time.
If you didn't get to hear you talk, like you see Ian and you're like, oh, and then you hear him talk and you're like, oh, Canadian black.
Yeah, come it's on. Different. It's different. Yeah. So maybe it was more you. I don't know.
It might have been me. Mm. I had no sleeves on, tattoos, but I looked hungry though, didn't I?
We both looked ravenous.
We looked like two guys that would eat a lot.
Now, why didn't you have sleeves on?
Because I was coming from home and
Sun's out, guns out. That's why.
Well, man. It was hot. Yeah. It was like 80 degrees. Oh, okay. But I was planning on going from my house to the hotel.
Right.
And then just chilling out there before the show. But I got down there earlier, so I knew Ian was there. So I called Ian and I said, all right, let's go grab some dinner or something.
People started calling me saying there was a gun show in Siesta Key.
What?
Got the buys and tries. Got to do some flybys.
I hope I didn't scare anybody away. Thank God it was still packed.
That's the problem. Come in with a black guy and guns like those.
I know. You didn't know which one was more trouble. But anyway, it worked out. We killed the lobster pot.
It did. It was very enjoyable, actually.
They were nice people. Food was good.
Yeah. Actually, fans of the show.
No, they were fans of you. They didn't know who I was. Which is cool with me because I didn't have any sleeves.
Yeah, that's all good. No, food was excellent. And as far as the Dr. Urshan diet goes, because I have done it a couple times.
Right.
You know, it has stuffing. There was stuffing in the lobster.
Dude, you're not allowed to rat. What are you, a rat?
I was listening.
You're a rat. I know there was stuffing. I ate the goddamn thing.
Popcorn.
Oh, my God. Raton.
I thought you wanted me to come out with the real.
You are a liar.
By the way, show of hands. Who thinks he didn't eat the slice of pizza that Pete handed him?
Oh, no. I threw it out the window.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
After how many bites?
After you ate half of it.
Crust. Well, listen.
You just licked the grease off his hand.
I'm not saying I was like, I shouldn't eat this. I was too drunk to eat the pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah. Believe me, I don't know. You could have handed me a live raccoon, and if I could have really get my senses together, I would have bit his face. Now, when did you disappear?
It's very, very fuzzy for me. I'm just going to be honest. It's very fuzzy.
I do remember you rushing the stage when we played Zeppelin.
You did?
Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, played Zeppelin?
I love Zeppelin.
I saw Ian come running up with fists in the air. He's like, yeah.
Yeah. That's when I have fists in the air, I should be going soon.
No, that's good.
You're beating up the beat.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. No.
We were, okay, so Pete has a reputation for noodling. So, like, when we're downtime between songs, some of us need to retune or whatever, Pete will just start playing a song that we don't normally play or something he wants to push in.
Which is terrible because it's usually a song that's better than the song that we're about to play.
Right.
Which I hate that because he'll, like, start playing Lenny Kravitz something and then we'll go into, like, All Summer Long. And I'm like, well, I'd rather play that one.
But cool. He started playing Zeppelin. We played it. He started playing, I want to say we played a Lenny Kravitz song. We played Pearl Jam.
Yeah, we did a little bit of Lenny Kravitz.
And, I mean, we don't normally play those songs. So it was great. And we almost got through the whole thing of Led Zeppelin.
Mm-hmm.
And that was fun.
I don't think I've ever heard you guys play Zeppelin before. I don't believe.
We used to a long time ago.
Right. We hadn't played Whole Lotta Love in years.
We used to because we would do Whole Lotta Love and then I'd do a drum solo because we didn't have enough songs. That's what was the whole reason to play Whole Lotta Love was so I could do a drum solo because we didn't have enough songs to play.
Now, you know, I love Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
So way back when I did a music video with some friends, Mighty Mongo, we did The Ocean. And I sat there and watched everybody play the individual, you know, instruments.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And I knew that Led Zeppelin was a little bit different, but not as different as I saw it, them playing.
Yeah.
The drummer did it like 30 times. And he explained, he goes, it's not completely on time.
It switches time signature every measure.
Yes.
It goes from 4/4 to 5/8.
Yes.
Yeah, it goes back and forth.
Which means nothing to me or anybody else listening.
But or me.
But there's something going on to where Led Zeppelin's not completely on tempo, but that's what makes them special, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Nah, it was good. We were completely not on tempo and not on schedule, so that's what made us special.
But you guys are enjoyable. I mean, regardless of what's happening, I think it sounds wonderful. I wasn't in that state of mind to really evaluate.
Right.
A lot of it was Josh. I was hanging out with Josh's girlfriend.
Yeah, she's fun.
That I met on the bus, and she's too much fun. She's really a terrible influence. Yeah, like I like to sit and sip on little Tito's.
No.
And then she was like, I did, I think, 3 shots of some kind of tequila with her.
Yeah, no sugar in that. We found out from looking at it earlier.
Well, when you mix it with other stuff, I had other stuff in me that was, it created sugar in my body or something.
Well, overall, it was ended up being a great night. Pap was at Janice Landing watching girls do Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
I guess that's enjoyable, too, if you're gay.
It's another way to go. It's a different way to go.
Yeah, and he missed Hammy. Hammy was there.
Oh,
and she was dressed like a goddamn X-Men. She had a half shirt on and tight pants. I was like, man.
I said she looked very European.
Did she?
She looked European, you know?
I don't know.
Kill Bill something.
Yes, she looks very Kill Bill.
Yes.
It looked like. I don't know. It was, Saturday we're back out at LBC in Palm Harbor.
Right.
Which is easy for me because it's an easier way to get home.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Next time you do Siesta Key, I have a good contact there for units.
Not Flavio's.
Not Flavio's, but I was almost stuck to Flavio's. That was my unit there.
Right.
So
a place to stay?
I have somebody who has a bunch of units on that area.
I thought it was a drug reference. I wasn't getting
no.
You guys got units.
Units.
Yeah.
I got that too.
What, yeah, describe the dismissiveness of Flavio. The place, am I right or wrong? The place is empty. There was 1,000 tables open.
There was a bunch of people at the bar, but nobody sitting down.
Right, nobody at the table.
Yeah, and when we walked in, it didn't fit.
Yeah, we knew something was going to be wrong the minute we walked in.
By the end of it, by the end of the conversation, it was going to be us leaving, bro.
Right.
You know,
right.
I've been there before. That's like me and Ty J. Armstrong in the middle of the day on Saturday once walked into the Oxford Exchange.
Uh-huh.
And you've seen the movie How High?
Yeah.
It was like we're both back-to-back and we're doing a circular turn. And we're like, let's get out of here. They're all looking at us.
They knew. I don't know. But it was, anyway, it worked out. It was good. Saturday, what are you doing this weekend? We can start all over again. I can't drink. I can't drink or eat on Saturday.
I should go into Winter Haven for an egg fest. We're doing our show for
What's an egg fest?
Big Green Egg.
Oh, people. Big Green Egg. Yeah. I was thinking like eggs.
Yeah. I was thinking eggs too, because I was going to say, have you ever had Scotch eggs?
Yes.
Yeah,
or Scottish eggs, I guess.
That?
It's like a deep fried egg.
That's delicious.
The way they do it? Yeah. They serve them a lot in like bars. So
I don't like eggs.
I love eggs.
But I would eat 100 Scotch eggs in a row. If you go to that English pub in the mall, what's the name of that? International Plaza Mall, they make them there. They're a fried egg, but they got a little sausage in them. Oh, man, that's good.
Oh, you had me. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, a little crust
deep
on
fried,
that.
Deep fried, yeah.
First time I ever had that was when we went to L.A. and we met up with Bert.
Yeah.
And then we ordered them at that bar that we went to.
Yeah.
And then I was like, bring us 12 more. Those things were fantastic.
They're hard-boiled, wrapped in sausage, coated in breadcrumbs, and baked or deep fried.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Perfect.
Put them on the egg. Ooh.
I don't know. I'm losing faith in my ability to cook on the egg. I'll tell you what it means. I need when I move and I get settled, I need you to come over one day. You and SBK, maybe bring Ray over and really just show me the right way to do it. Because right now I'm going off of YouTube videos and books, and I'm not killing it. I love using it. Just I'm not the good egg user yet.
You're not any different than SBK or myself.
Right, take some time.
I'm not gonna say Ray because Ray's different, but
he's a Jedi.
Yeah, but the stuff that I was making at the beginning that I thought was good is not good compared to what I'm making now.
You know what I really had an urge for today, which I still can't eat, is old Bubba's boneless ribs.
Yeah, he just texted me the other day.
Did he?
Yes, yeah, everything was going.
Like, I had a taste for him. Like, I specifically wanted that, not just ribs. I wanted that guy's ribs, boneless ribs.
Sauced up, and
Did you happen to notice when you walked in if they put a urinal in yet?
I did not see a urinal.
Because I really got to go.
Yeah.
And I'm about to go in the hole in the ground like the Japs do.
So you see, I did hear they do that.
Yeah.
Which is not bad for number one. For number two, for a big man, it won't work with me.
Well, it's not a convenient way to, I mean, I don't mind, I could hit the hole. I'm pretty good with my aim, I think.
Do you know that, though?
No.
You don't know the violence but I also that's happening beneath you.
I also don't care.
Exactly.
Right. Especially if I'm in Japan. Yeah. Yeah, sorry. What are you going
to
do?
I would imagine you have to take your pants off, though.
Completely?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
You know, but think about it, though. The way you're doing that, you know.
No, you're right. I just didn't think about that.
None of that sounds good to me.
No. I don't like when I go to a public place to go dookie and I have to take my pants down. And they touch the ground.
Ugh.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And it's this liquid on the ground.
Well, yeah. No, hopefully no. But yes, usually it's like people don't really know how to go in public. Like they would never do half the stuff they do in public in their own house. And I don't understand why they think it's okay to do that in an arena or
when
somewhere.
When I see some things, I say, what would make somebody do that?
Like Seth never flushes the urinal here. Like I'd walk.
How do you know that?
I'll tell you how. Because I walked in one morning and the urinal was... First one was full, and I went to the second one, and I thought, who doesn't flush a urinal? Like, you don't have to touch anything. You one finger touch the urinal stick.
I'm not sure I do.
What? But you're not anti. You're just in a hurry. There's a difference.
I just don't think it's necessary.
But until you realize it's accumulating in there. So one day, Seth came in while I was thinking this. Went and then walked away, and I go, "So you're not flushing?" And he's like, "Oh, I didn't even think." I go, "How do you not think about it? You just went flush."
Well, he thought about it. He just doesn't want to touch
exactly.
It. Yeah, but I'm not neurotic like Seth.
Right.
I just don't think it's necessary. Like I'm not scared of germs.
Me either. I'm impervious to germs.
I'm not scared of germs at all.
Mm-mm.
It's better that way.
My father used wrong.
I do though. Once I go, wash my hands, paper towels. Use the paper towels. Open the door.
You see, you're just clean.
Yeah,
you're just clean. I don't do that, but I understand why people do that.
Yeah,
I just try to go after you.
People that walk out of there and you know
all the time.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. This is what I'm watching for, and I am watching. You don't. If you go in there and you just make a number one. It really depends on whether or not you should wash your hands.
No, I think you should.
Here's why. One, my number one rule. If the bathroom is dirtier than my penis, then I'm not washing my hands. And two, most of the time...
Hasn't found one yet.
Right. Most of the time, I'm wearing basketball shorts where I just grab the leg and I open it up and go, and I don't touch anything. Anything. It's on its own. It knows what to do. And then when I'm done, I haven't touched anything other than... One finger on the flusher. You know what I'm saying? So that, but now I'm talking about if the bathroom is dirty. If the bathroom is clean and nobody's taking a duke while I'm in there just gassing me out of my mind, then I'll walk over to the sink and wash my hands and go just like a normal person would. But sometimes I just want to run out of there. If I'm at the arena and somebody's crapping and there's three guys on line behind me, I want to get out as soon as possible.
But when you go to a urinal, public urinal, I think you're kind of duped into having to wash your hand because people are watching.
Don't care.
I think the people at their house, if they do number one, I don't know if they all wash their hand at their house. I think they do it in public because they think if somebody else is watching.
Same thing. Same rules apply to my house. I'm not touching anything. Especially when in my house I go in my own bathroom where sure. I keep the seat up. I don't even have to lift the seat. So number one, not touching anything. Number two, always wash your hands. Always wash your hands.
I wash my hands so much because I buy the foam soap that smells so good.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. And then I want to wash my hands. I go, oh, man, if pears really smell like that.
Number two, there's no excuse. You don't know what's in the area. You don't know what's in the air. You release germs. You got to go.
But I see people doing things in the commode with number two that I'm like, what kind of animal would do that?
What
kind of animal would smear something on the wall?
Oh, I know. Like, that
that
I
makes
understand.
You an animal.
Yeah, you walk in there and you're like what creature is here before me?
Like, this is not a high school.
Even dogs know not to go in the same spot that they went before. Yeah. Like, they don't, you know.
Like, in elementary school, I get it, maybe. But in, like, where grown-ups are?
No.
What make you smear something on the wall? I don't understand that.
No, although one time... One time, I was in a bar, and their urinal, their bathroom was very nice, and I was a little bit drunk.
Okay.
Like, to the drunk where I had to close the left eye to see straight. And on top of the urinals was a shelf, and they had plants up there. And while I was... using the urinal, I was like, I bet I could water the plant at the same
time.
No. I'm sure a lot of people did that.
I don't know about that.
Well, it doesn't matter. It was another country, so it doesn't really matter.
So the nightclub that I worked at, we would put ice in the troughs.
Yes. Why do they do that? So it's constantly flushing?
It keeps out on the smell. The ice traps
really?
The smell. And then we had all along the wall under plastic, like glass, you know, like plexiglass, were pictures of naked women.
Yeah.
You know why? So that you're not starting fights in the bathroom.
Right. Calm down.
Yep. You just go in there and you look at that and you're like, oh, okay. I'm not going to be mad or anything.
The old Dallas Bull was one of the greatest places ever. Not the new one. The new one's nice, but the old one was one of the biggest crap holes you'll ever go to.
Mm.
Ceilings were 7 feet high. It was just ridiculous. It smelled like smoke. It was just miserable. But it was one of the greatest places ever. And their bathroom was disgusting. And they used to have bathroom attendants. And I'm like, this is not a nightclub. Why would you have a bathroom attendant? And they said, we have a bathroom attendant so that people aren't ripping the sinks out of the wall like they do every other weekend. I went, oh, that makes sense.
So I don't like a bathroom attendant in any situation.
No.
Like, don't bother me, dude. Like, don't bother me. I don't want you to give me a napkin.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to have to think I have to reach in my pockets to get... I don't want that.
Depends on where you are.
No, it doesn't for me.
What if you're in a nice, fancy restaurant?
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't want it.
I'm an adult.
Yeah.
I know what to do.
I'm good.
Sometimes I'm like, oh, did I forget to put on my Dracar? You have some? You got any Jupe in there? I know what's up.
Jupe.
I'll hit you with my 90s colognes.
Nice. Yeah, I wore it all.
Yeah, of course you did.
Maybe a sleeper, Issey Miyake.
Oh, yeah.
Smelled, they like that one.
I don't like anything I can't pronounce, so I would let Pete buy it, and I'll just take it from him.
My boyfriend in high school wore Jupe.
Jupe
is good.
They all wore it in high school.
Yeah.
Sexy you like moment. It?
I did not like it.
No?
No.
I used to wear a great cologne called Koros.
Koros, I remember that.
Just smelled clean.
Mm-hmm.
That was nice.
Mm-hmm. Fahrenheit. Yeah.
Dove. Obsession for men.
Well, it was a Davidoff or Dove something, whatever.
Not Dove Davidoff.
Oh, Cool Water, yeah.
Davidoff is Cool Water. Those are two different scents.
Yep.
Fahrenheit, oh, yeah.
Fahrenheit was an easy one, and Cool Water was slap you.
Yep. And there was Calvin Klein's Obsession for Men, which smells like powdered donuts.
Okay. Donuts.
Then what's the one in the square bottle that everybody wore for a while?
Sexy?
Givenchy.
No, probably sounds like that,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. It was a little square bottle.
One?
Anyway.
No.
No, it had a weird French name. Anyway. Now I just go in there. Now I buy cologne now. I walk up to the counter. Not the one that's specific to like Polo or something. You have to go up to the one that has all of them.
Mm.
And I go up and I go, what's the popular one here? And they go, oh, this is the best seller. I go, I'll take it. That's fine. I know what... Well, it's good. I know what everybody's buying.
The best smelling colognes are Bond number 9.
Bond?
Like James
Bond number 9.
Number 9. I mean, you'll go there, it'll be 30 different scents, but their stuff is top notch.
Where do you get this?
I think you used to get them like Neiman Marcus, some of those high end places.
Yeah, but you know where you get it now? I'll tell you right now.
If you buy it ever, they'll send you little vials of them just to kind of reel you back in. But it's good. It's good stuff, though. It's expensive, though.
Bond number 9 for men is available at the number one retail outlet, Amazon.com.
There you go.
For $149.
How many ounces?
Four. Does not say.
But
it's actually a French guy comes over and just spits it on you.
No.
Hot.
It is a New York City cologne.
Mm-hmm.
Scent of peace for him.
That's just one of the flavors, though. They have a lot of flavors.
3.3 ounces.
Oh.
$149. 100 milliliters.
Yeah. So it smells good.
There's a lot. There's a lot of different.
A lot of them.
Yeah. That's what I need.
And they all have different New York borough names and stuff. That's what you need, bro.
Well, the last thing I want is Staten Island Bond on me.
Yeah.
Smell like the dump.
You smell like the Staten Island Ferry.
Yeah. I don't need that. All right. Ian Beckles is here hanging out with us. We will take a quick break. It's Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.